Anxiety. Anxiety can show itself in many, many ways. Every individual is different in the way that anxiety can show up for them. Some people experience it more in a physical form. They have worries or concerns that something is wrong with them physically. If they feel an ache or a pain or something feels tight or different, they oftentimes will get anxiety or panic, thinking that they're going to die or that something is wrong. People can have emotional anxiety, worried about being around others, stressed, overwhelmed, or any other emotion that they cannot feel like they manage. Anxiety can happen in a form of panic, where you're doing nothing and all of a sudden you just panic inside and you don't know how to control what's going on inside of your body. Anxiety can also be situational. You may be living your life and something dramatically changes quickly. As our body gets used to this, it can create anxiety. Life changes, sicknesses, relationship breakups, anything really can create anxiety inside of a person. This category will offer many different ways to relax through anxiety, many different ways to think about anxiety, why we have it, what the illusion is, and how to get rid of it. Understand that it's mostly impossible to get rid of it completely, but with the right tools and understanding, you can lessen it quite a bit. I often tell my clients that once we learn how to work with anxiety, it becomes our best friend. Believe it or not, this can be true. Why? I know for myself and many of my clients that if I'm feeling some kind of dis-ease or anxiety in my body, something's not right. My anxiety now is my check-in with myself that I'm not being congruent 100% with myself. I might be saying yes to something that I don't want to do. I might be feeling stressed and overwhelmed and not allowing myself to settle down. I might be staying in a situation that I know I need to leave. There are many reasons why we may have anxiety. Once you learn how to work with it, you will know how to trust your intuition and gut instinct. Once you understand that anxiety is nothing more than a signal to let you know you need to settle down and take a look at what's not working, it will become much easier. Think of anxiety as a way to help guide us down our path in the correct way. If we flow with what feels right, our anxiety will be less. If we fight what we know is right in our heart, anxiety will ramp up. For those that deal with panic, remember, it's usually the fear of having another panic attack that creates it. We will have tricks and tips and tools and techniques to help you relax and settle your nervous system down so that you don't have to worry about future panic bouts. When we have panic in a situation, it's about our hormones thinking that there's a perceived fear. Oftentimes, the escalation that people feel during a panic attack is really just the hormones ramping up, the cortisol, the adrenaline. If we can let that just flow through our system in a wave, it will usually settle after a minute or two. For most, just understanding that that's what our body does and that rush that we get is actually just from our hormones. Imagine it as if you're going up a roller coaster, and as you reach the top of the hill, you have more excitement going until you crest and you come down and you get that feeling in your stomach when you come down a roller coaster. The adrenaline is pumping. All of the hormones are going. You're excited and excitable. Except in that moment, your body asked for that. When we are in a state of panic, we haven't asked for it. So then when the adrenaline starts pumping, we're not wanting that. Understandably so. There are many, many ways to work with our anxiety. Oftentimes, anxiety masks another emotion that's underneath. We will have tips and tools to work through that as well. You can live with your anxiety. You can heal from it as well. I look forward to helping you work on this so that you can have a more peaceful, quiet, loving life.